This recording, South Carolina 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My mom is a cosmetologist, and my dad, he was in the Army, but he's no longer in the Army. And my relationship with him is not as close as, you know, my mom, she was like there ever since, but my dad, once he went to the Army, after he came back from Somalia, it wasn't like, my mom's ex-husband, that's who I call my dad, because me and my dad, we never really had a close relationship. And my mom's ex-husband, he owns a body shop, and my mom was born in Florence, her ex-husband was born in Florence, and my biological father, he was born in Jersey, but he was raised in Florence. My hometown is small, so everybody goes to the mall to hang out, and I play softball. Like, and that was the fun thing in band. I mastered like 5 different instruments. I play French horn, double French horn, mellophone, bass clarinet, and clarinet. I was a band geek, started in 6th grade, and was always at high school when I was in middle school with the marching band, just practicing with them. And when I got my braces, I quit the horn, but I was still able to play the clarinet. And then I went and got my tongue pierced. I don't know why. And it makes it kind of hard.